This episode is brought to you by the Steady 45s. If it's not 45, it might not be so steady. I just realized today that Philip Seymour Hoffman actually was my first introduction to the word shart, which is one of my favorite words, most favorite words. I know on Workaholics they have a little poster that says shart week, and I really appreciate that as far as humor. But it's kind of funny. Philip Seymour Hoffman is a real serious actor in certain things. In that role in Along Came Polly, he was kind of like a dude's dude, I guess. I don't know. They were playing basketball, but then he was talking about how he sharted. And I remember that thinking to myself, it's a very useful term because you can kind of combine both those words and really, you know, talk about a bad experience. Like one time when I started working, I was about to do a repipe under a house crawling all day, and I sharted in the morning. So I had to throw away my underwear and then go through the rest of the day with no underwear. So that wasn't so cool, but that's a shart story. And we only have Philip Seymour Hoffman to thank for that. So rest in peace and thank you. So as far as YouTube, last week, I guess the amazing Lucas, which he's kind of cool. I mean, it's always hard when there's conservative black dudes because then they get really famous because I think so many people that need some confirmation for their fucking opinions, when a black dude says it, they're all, yeah, cool. But then they don't like the fact that they can't say certain stuff to black people or they get offended. So that's kind of weird. It's kind of a double standard. But this dude's talking about how he hasn't really been a gamer that long. He's only been gaming since a PS2. So, like, in my opinion, don't fucking do any game reviews if you just barely got into gaming with a PS2. Dude, a fucking PS2, that's what I had in high school. And, I mean, maybe it's an age thing, but you don't know really shit about games, I guess. And he said he's not really all that much of a fucking gamer. If you're not a gamer, it's not a right-wing must-have where you have to fucking review games because of Gamergate and all that shit and you want to be against Anita Sarkeesian. So, like, I support channels like The Quartering and fucking Gamer from Mars. And, well, that dude does more, like, different shit. But, you know, those are cool channels. But those are dudes that just game. You can tell because, you know, Riker with Diablo. I support Riker and fucking some other dude that does Diablo shit. And that sucks that I'm not fucking remembering his name. But yeah, if you're not one of those dudes, don't just try to get into the shit because it's, like, part woke. And then he says Days Gone's a shitty game. So, I mean, I haven't played it, but I just know that games like that, you really do have to be, like, a big video game player so you can explain why you don't fucking like it. If there's aspects as far as, like, creating the character or, like, upgrading the character, or if there's something with, like, inventory you don't like or crafting, or I don't know if that's what kind of game it is or with the fucking shooting, but at least be specific and don't just be like, dude, this game sucks, because that's dumb. It doesn't really fucking help anybody with anything, as it were. Gavin's talking about how he's on a third strike from YouTube and he could get banned any second because they're saying he has a hate speech. And I mean, I guess if they're talking about recently, I would say more than anything, fucking Gavin schoolmarms everyone to be religious and to fucking wear suits and shit. This fool's always like, you know, dressing in suits, but then he's punk rock, but then everybody should be well-dressed and be like a supermodel citizen. It's fucking stupid. So Gavin kind of school marm. So, I mean, if they can show exactly, especially lately, what Gavin's been fucking saying, you know, what terrible hate speech shit he has been saying, then maybe we can address it and we can go like, okay, here's my opinion on that. Cause I don't think you can just fucking, you can't just start banning people. That shit's no good. So everyone goes like, oh, Facebook and Google and YouTube, those are all left-wing things. Yeah, well, banning's more like a fucking right-wing thing. I was talking to Edgar the other day, and he was like, dude, you can't really have, like, the KKK and racist groups being able to have rallies unless you have, like, a liberal fucking area to where everybody can have a voice. Everybody having a voice, that's, like, a thing that, you know, conservatives are I don't want to say fucking usually against, but I guess the thought and the scare on that is that fucking homosexuality, like, kills the fucking family. It's picking a life of
pleasure.
Yeah, so really, I mean, if there's proof and if there's shit about fucking Gavin with some hate speech, okay. Like that one time when he was talking about he was on fucking vacation and he saw a car and then he heard some white dude behind him talking about how white people fucking built these cars, and now there's like young minorities and I'm fucking blasting stupid music and shit. And then he was like, and then my wife told me to stop talking out loud. Like, it was really him, you know, so it's kind of funny. It's funny how he said it. It's not funny what he fucking said. Okay, that doesn't give you the right. Oh, yeah, and Owen fucking Benjamin. It's not even that he's just fucking crazy, because, you know, I don't think he is crazy. I think he just really believes in all this shit that he's talking about. But it's just like, dude, okay, you're into every, like, conspiracy that mainstream people don't want to touch. So you're, like, way more conspiracy-type dude than fucking Alex Jones. That's cool, I guess. The thing is you watch his live streams, he'll ban people, and he'll fucking, like, be like, oh, you're kicked off if they have any kind of bad shit to say about him. So that's pretty gay. And then this fool will say shit like, yeah, and everyone's fucking stupid except for you guys to support me. And it's like, dude, come on. If you're an intellectual, you know that fucking part of your crowd has to be dumbasses that are just, like, latching onto you right now because you're fucking called Joe Rogan a row all the time, or Joe Rogan a toe all the time. That's not a cool reason for people just to be latching onto you. So don't fake act like you think that they're all fucking smarter than everybody else just because they follow you. It's fucking dumb. And I know a lot of people are just saying that he's going crazy. You could watch his shit and make your own fucking assessments. I don't think he's really going crazy. I just think he doesn't take any criticism, so there's no way to fucking check himself. He just won't take any criticism at all. He's against everything, but then at the same time, fucking Christians are the best, and then you should just be like a good Christian. I don't know. I don't know how that fits into comedy. I really don't think you need to fucking talk about your religion. I think that's pretty dumb. And maybe he was always like a super Christian guy, or maybe it's one of those things that, you know, a big thing with fucking right wingers is being super religious somehow. And that's cool, you know, that's your thing. It's cool. Okay, so I had to take a little break. I had to go clear a drain in the kitchen sink for my mother-in-law. So the great thing about being a plumber is that everyone that you fucking know calls you when they have some shit going on. And I'll tell you, when I get off, God, I do not give a shit. Unless it's like my bro needed help with his water heater. I know that's a big thing. You know, I could help him save money, so that's cool. But then, like, me actually doing it, fuck. Plumbing at home is fucking dumb, dude. I hate plumbing at home, doing anything at my house. All my shit's leaking. I don't fucking care. My shower, the hot water, there's water that comes out of the handle while you use it because it's a Price Pfister valve. I don't fucking give a shit. So it looks like we might be really getting a booth at Politicon, because they wrote back and they said they'll let us know, and that we're on the list of people to get back to, because they haven't done any of the vendors or anything like that yet. So that's cool. That's real cool. Okay. Oh yeah, I was watching something, and in this one tribe, I fucking forget where it is. Probably in Dakota or some shit, because there's so many goddamn Indians in Dakota. Maybe it's Virginia. The high schoolers, when they turn 18, and if they graduate high school, and if they're a part of a certain tribe, and they can prove it through their bloodline, then they get $200,000 when they turn 18. And so I don't know. It was just a piece, you know, done by some fucking journalist. And so all it showed was the bad shit that happens, and that, you know, most people are fucking alcoholics, and most people blow all that money within like a year or less. Some chick said her brother spent it all in 2 months, and then he was like dead in another month. You know, and I was watching some other shit about fucking Native Americans on the land that we gave them. No, I'm just kidding. But what the dude said is they have to stop drinking. That can clear their mind. They can get their minds focused back to like how it was when they were, you know, a proud people. And then only then, it's going to take a long time, can they rebuild? Can they fucking rebuild that shit? Because, you know, the reservations are basically concentration camps. That's where you can keep them. And you go, yeah, live your life in the fucking desert. Oh, yeah, I used to have rivers and shit. Well, here's some desert. Used to have trees and whatnot. Yeah, well, here's some rocks and fucking desert. So that's not so cool. Oh, yeah. I've been noticing a lot of dead chickens on the freeway and at freeway exits. And I thought it was weird. I just thought it was like, you know, fucking goddamn Mexicans always have some kind of chickens or some shit at their house, which when you think about it, it's really not a bad thing to do. You get free eggs every day. But so I was like, dude, where are all these chickens coming from? And then I go by this little homeless encampment and then I see a chicken walking right around there. And I was like, they're keeping chickens or they're raising chickens. But they're actually raising the chickens and getting the eggs from what I can surmise. So, and then last episode, yeah, we kind of talked about like U.S. involved shit. And that's not to shit on anyone's patriotism or the way they feel about the country, because the way you feel about the country is your own experience in it. And no one should be able to tell you how you feel about that. It's dumb. All we're saying, or all I'm really saying is I want to like know the facts before I go, hey, I'm against fucking immigration. I don't like the prospect of a lot of people being here because there's already a lot of fucking traffic and everything's so crowded. But if we look at the history, then we really can't say like, oh, you know, I want the government out of everything. But when it comes to fucking CIA shit, we don't care what they do. Or maybe we do, but we just have no voice. So maybe that's what we really need to address is covert operation shit. And, you know, overthrowing fucking governments and military coups and all that shit that for some reason we've had a hand in. Like right now it looks like we're in fucking Venezuela, but, you know, we'll talk about that more later. I just want to get some shit out there before the weekend, and then we'll see. We might do one this weekend. So other than that,
if you can't be good, be bad.
As always, and remember, do your own fucking research. Fuck you.
I can't look at it long term. And the reason for that is that, and this is why I get a kick out of all the Kekistan boys. You know, I do believe that we're in a period of chaos.
What's a Kekistan?
Kek is a mythological country that's ruled by chaos. By the god Kek, who's a frog, as it turns out.
I don't know about this.
Oh, well, you need to look them up. That's a big internet thing, Kekistan.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
A big internet thing? All I know about the frog thing is the frog, the Trump frog, mm-hmm. The Pepe the frog, who is apparently so distraught that his frog has been used to align.
He killed him off.
Yeah, he killed him off, but good luck, he didn't.
All right, so the
that's stupid,
the
because
the
that's
people
not
who
work.
Were, who were using Pepe, I haven't got the story quite right, but I'll get it mostly right. The people who were using Pepe as a meme.
That's Republic
it.
Of Kekistan.
Yeah,
this
so they
is
so
hilarious.
So they used this symbol KEK to replace LOL, and the reason they did that was because KEK in Korean means LOL, and so it was just this little joke, Kek KEK. Well, then somebody found out these were people who were using Pepe. Remember, it's a frog. Then people found out that Kek was an Egyptian god, and he was a frog, and he was between categories, sort of like a transsexual. By the way, he was between categories. And so now they have this Republic of Kek, and it's ruled by this Egyptian god, whose name is Kek, who's a frog.
Habbo is an online website similar to Club Penguin that allows registered members to create their own virtual character, then design their own room, meet new friends, chat with other players, and hang out in the game's world. Since this game is known for having a younger audience of players, members of 4chan thought it would be a great community to mess with. Members of 4chan's random board started to coordinate raids on Habbo, where all the members would create black avatars, wearing business suits and sporting afros. Then would proceed to stand in the form of swastikas and block swimming pool entrances, leading to the popular slogan, Pools Closed, which became attributed to these raids. This became such a problem for Habbo that they actually banned players from having an afro and suit combo.